God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening. This is Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason DeZurek. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. I'm going to be talking about getting your mind out of your phone tonight. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Oh, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Thanks for being with me here for tonight, for the program, choosing this program to listen to. I so appreciate it. Friends, 1 Peter 5:8 tells us, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8 there as we get started. Friends, again, I want to encourage us to stop fearing. Stop being anxious about anything. Friends, we need to love our neighbors. We need to love God in all that we do. Let people live the life that God has given to them. Love. You know, friends, it seems that many people struggle with love today. Tonight, I plan on what I call giving you a tool in your toolbox for you to use in not just your close relationships, but relationships that you have in your life. Truly, I'm hoping to help you love people. What does that mean for us today and the here and now? What does loving someone really look like? Well, again, I hope to give you a tool in your toolbox tonight to accomplish that in the real world. It seems many of us have learned how not to be present where we are in the moment. I encourage you to please be open-minded and open with your spirit tonight. And please consider what I'm about to share. You know, many of us are right where our physical bodies are at, but are we really there? Are we involved in the moment? Our minds and even our spirit is seemingly somewhere else. Come on now, be honest. You know what I mean. For instance, are you sitting in your living room, maybe sitting on the couch while someone else is sitting maybe in the dining room, maybe in the same room with you, and you're on your phone, not engaging with the person in the same room with you or in the room next to you, but you stay on your phone engaged with that. Again, being where you are, but not really being there all the while, someone wanting to maybe share life with you. Tonight, I really want to, I've shared some of this in the past, and so for those of you new here, again, this will be new, but others, I hope you can maybe glean some more information out of this. I'd like to give you an example of what I'm really referring to. I have been blessed personally to coach high school sports, not just as an assistant, but head coach for many years. It's been quite a wild ride, to be honest. And I can bluntly let you know that things have seriously changed from the past. And change isn't always bad, let's just be honest. But in my opinion, This is something that needs to be remedied in the here and now. Admittedly, it's surprising to me how much a person's phone or whatever technological device they're using can rule their life in so many ways. I believe many of us have made these devices, in essence, an idol. Again, not that these devices are bad in and of themselves, but many of us today now think we're actually living life through them. No, you're just looking at a screen, scrolling through things, laughing at things, not really living life. Friends, for instance, after a game is played on the field or the court, there's traditional handshakes that happen made with the opposing teams. And through all of the last 2 years of this mind mess we've been through, so many stopped walking through the line. I truly believe we're moving to a time now where we may have some that even are going to not shake hands anymore because they're simply afraid, simply scared. And then there's others who are going through the line saying, let's shake hands, let's shake hands. It seems as if some kind of a division or split is beginning to happen. And friends, it's just not good. The opposing team's handshake going on, friends, it is about good sportsmanship. It's about a good relationship, learning how to care for someone that you just were in, well, I'm not going to say battle with, but you were in a competition with. Giving them the respect they're due, whether you won or lost, letting them know, hey, you're a man. If you're a girl, I'm a woman, whatever. Let's shake hands and be good sports about this. I am amazed at how many new players almost immediately start looking at their phones when a new season starts. Friends, this is going on even after a game has ended. It shows me that this athlete, this player, was not really engaged in the game. They were engaged in something else in their mind going on, and they needed to take care of something. Even before the coach gives their final words of encouragement or talk on the sidelines in the locker room. Sometimes while a game is going on, other coaches and I wonder why a certain player that we maybe are coaching is playing so terrible. Or why they're distracted on the field. Once again, many times after the handshakes, this player is immediately on their phone going somewhere else in their mind. Or worried about what is about to happen in the future than what's going on in the here and now. They're worried about, am I going to get picked up after this game? What am I going to eat after this is all over? When they really need to be engaged in the here and now, listening to their coach, listening to their teammates, living life. Being on that phone is not life. Friends, it's not living. Sadly, it seems that many of our youth today are worried and anxious. I have my opinions about why they're that way. Yes, the phones are definitely one of those things. But parents, I just want to be honest with you. And I have been working with youth since basically 1997. Parents, You need to be engaged, not just with your child, but engaged with your spouse. Showing your children, maybe at work, how to be engaged with someone. If they go to a government-run school or if they have another teacher in something, when you engage their teacher, when you engage their coach, engage them well. Again, I plan to give you a tool in your toolbox tonight to help you out with that. But be the example to your child. Help them to see that we need to live out godly lives. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer and petition, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Go read Philippians 4, 6, and 7 tonight. Friends, when possibly consumed in their minds, when they're consumed with things in their minds, it's just obvious to coaches what is really going on and why they had such a bad game or they had such a bad attitude. It seems a very serious and real problem in our society today more than ever. This is not just with sports, but with marriages, families, friends, even in work environments. Friends, I do encourage you to highly consider how much time you're spending on your mobile device. I was talking to someone who, well, they love playing, you know, games on their phone and things like that. And in discussion with them, they were telling me how much time they were spending on their device. And they said, "I just feel gross." And I go, "What do you mean?" And they were saying, "Well, I just feel gross because I'm spending, I have a app on my phone that keeps track of all that information. And I'm spending, now friends, I am not making this up. Maybe they were making it up, but I don't think they were. They were spending on their phone per day an average of 8 hours. Yeah, average of 8 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can do the math. Friends, that's almost 60 hours a week on their device. Now, I've even had some people share with me that, oh, there's no way anyone would be that much on there. There's no way. They have to work. They have to eat. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Okay, look. If you are eating your breakfast, if you are eating your lunch on your phone, hey, friends, are you really eating? Yes, you're eating. Your body's getting what it needs. But are you really engaging with the world? Or are you just kind of moving along? Not really engaged with your waiter or your waitress. You're just being a drone. I do encourage you to really consider, are you spending time with people? Are you spending time with Almighty God, being still and knowing that He is God? As a young man, I was taught by my father, even my grandfathers, and other male role models in my life about the importance of looking people in the eye when you're having a conversation. They taught me when you shake someone's hand, you give a firm grip while looking them in the eye so they know what kind of person they're dealing with and to show you that you care about them and that you care about being with them, that this time together is important. Many people today, due to what we've been through, this mind mess of the last 2 years, fist bump, and that's all they do in order to not spread germs. Friends, it's life. They're doing the fist bump in order to help stopping the spread of germs, and honestly, I do respect it. But friends, we can still look at each other in the eye, can't we? And one other thing that I was taught while shaking someone's hand. If you're sitting down and they're coming into the room to shake your hand, stand up, shake their hand, and look them in the eye. I would encourage you not to sit down while shaking someone's hand. That doesn't mean it's a sin or anything like that. All it is helping them to see what kind of person you really are. Some of you might be wondering, how does this fit with something in the Bible? Well, the Bible is a great resource in learning how to be in a right relationship with God and with people. There's also great information in God's Word about staying away from some people and understanding that some people have a different calling than you. This doesn't make you a bad person or a good person or them a bad person, vice versa, whatever. It just means that they have a different path than you. And that is okay. Friends, we need to get along and understand that some people are gifted in different ways and God wants to use them for his kingdom in certain ways. He wants to use you in other ways. But if we can all agree that Jesus Christ is the King of the universe, the Savior of the world, and we're all working for that one common goal, helping people to understand the truth, I would encourage you, don't worry about others and don't force them to do what you think they should do. That's between them and God. We're able to find a lot of great advice in the book of Proverbs, friends, about being wise in our relationships with others and, well, what kind of people to stay away from too. So, and I've shared this numerous times over the years because the book of Proverbs is just filled with incredible wisdom. I would encourage you to get into the book of Proverbs, reading a chapter of Proverbs every day. And it's really easy. If you're listening to this on the 13th of the month, then read chapter 13. If you're listening to this on the first day of a month, start in chapter 1 of Proverbs. There's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. And there are months that have 31 days in them. There's some months that only have 30. There's one month that has 28 or 29 only. When you get to the end of the month, once you get to the new month, then go back to the beginning of the book. So if it's a day 30 and you don't get to 31 that month, that's all right. Go back to the first month, it should say the first chapter, the next month, and you'll get there eventually. Friends, I encourage you when you are in a room with another person, unless you are working on something within good, healthy boundaries, put your device away and give that person your undivided attention. Let them know that they are important. And I would encourage you to show them love. I would also encourage you to be wise with your personal media devices. For instance, you could lay it down and put it away at 7 p.m. every night. Stop being a cog in the world's machine. Stop working by 7 p.m. at the latest. stop working at 10, 11 at night, 1 in the morning. Unless, of course, you're a graveyard shift person. I get that. But friends, your spouse, your children, your friends are more important than your job. Show them love. I'd like to, again, give you a tool in your toolbox tonight. I learned this from the youth ministry training I received years ago from an amazing organization called Tent Makers. And they gave us an acronym for love, LVV. We need to love people. The L stands for look at them. The first V is give them verbal approval. And the last V stands for give them visual approval. We need to love them, LVV. Again, look at them. Don't just look at someone in the eye, but actually look at them with your body language as well. What do I mean? Face them not just with your face, but with your body turned to them in their direction. Give them your undivided attention, friends. Let them know they are important with your body language. Listen. The second V, again, is give them verbal approval. Repeat back what someone is saying to you. You can say things like, yes, that is a good idea. Or how about this? Yes, that makes sense. And if you're not really getting what they're putting down, friends, you can say, you know, I'm hearing what you're saying. I just don't know if I agree with that. That doesn't make you a hater. That doesn't make you someone that's going, oh, I don't like you at all. And if they get all grumpy, okay, well, that's kind of on them because you're not telling them you're a bad person. You're saying, I just don't know if I agree with that idea. It's okay, friends. But again, love them. Our last V tonight in the LVV, loving them, is give them visual approval. While doing those first things, friends, meaning looking at them and giving them verbal approval, you know, yes, that makes sense. Yeah, that's a good idea. While you're saying yes, how about nod your head up and down in a positive manner, giving them visual approval. What this is doing is it's letting that person know, yeah, I care about you enough to listen, and I'm hearing you, and I care about you. Friends, again, let your body language speak positivity to this person. Shift your body in a way that is clear you are giving them your attention. Show them that they are important. Not that they're just important to God, but to you. And as I've already shared, put that phone down. It's okay. The world is going to go on without you. It's okay. Like it or not, you don't need to know everything going on in the world. Friends, that job has already been taken. Dear friends, Almighty God has already filled the position. He already knows what's going on. And he is sovereign. I do encourage you, let God be God, because, well, friends, you are not. Again, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. I so appreciate you being with me here. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
We see in Acts 2 that it says, "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as everyone had need." Well, today I'd like to challenge you, dear listener, with having a biblical worldview mindset instead of having a mindset that's a secular humanistic worldview. You see, the choice really is yours to make. Are you putting your hope and trust and faith in a broken and what I will call a slave-making system? Or are you putting your faith and hope and trust in Almighty God and His people, you know, the church? As you can hear from that text I shared earlier, the biblical answer is to look to God Almighty and His people. To dig more into this idea, go read my blog post titled, "There Is a Better Way, Almighty God's Way," today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. You can find our resources there, our podcast, our blog. You can also find many other resources, too. Paperback and Kindle books are available there as well. Again, my name is Jason Mazurek, your host for the program. Friends, don't be a pushover. Serve Almighty God in all that you do. Listen for His voice, do His will, and do what He's calling you to do in everything. This is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Mazurek, your host for the program. I'll see you next time.
Do not be your own.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.